Hello, welcome back to the Gamers Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. I've got so much to tell everybody today. But the first thing I wanted to just let you guys know is that some point in August we're going to have the 1.18.1 Minecraft snapshots coming out. I was chatting with some people as well who had commented on it, and they were like, but they've only just released the 1.17 update. So yeah, strange. Anyway, guys, today I've got my special guest with me, a very special guest indeed, Mr. Andre. Welcome.
Welcome, Ethan. What's your name? Sorry, don't forget to introduce yourself. Yeah.
Hi guys, I'm Ethan. I'm the producer of the Gamers Chat podcast. Big shout out to Anchor FM for helping us as well. Also, a big shout out to Mr. Andre for letting me borrow his microphone today. We're doing one every Tuesday now. Other plans,
haven't you?
I think so.
Plans to a website? Is this right?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to be doing a website. I will post a link up on Twitter. Contact me on Twitter. It's at GamersChat. So contact me there. And
you've got a few followers, haven't you, so far?
I've got 4 followers.
Anyone you want to give a shout out to on that?
I don't know. I can't remember, wait, one sec. I don't know who followed me.
Steam Co.
Oh yeah, thank you Steam Co for following me.
Nice.
Okay,
what are we going to talk about this podcast?
So, the first thing we're going to talk about is the Minecraft 1.18 update, which will be coming out somewhere before Christmas.
This seems mad, because you've only just spoken about the 1.17, so...
Yeah, because on Twitter I saw that the Minecraft...
Account.
The Minecraft Twitter people, they put a post up and said, the Minecraft 1.18 will be coming out... the snapshots will be coming out in August, and I was like, and I commented on it.
Do they release updates this often or usually?
Well, no. Usually every couple of years they release one update. But I think they're just going to go from 1.17 straight to 1.18. I don't think they're going to do like 1.17.1 or anything like that.
Is it going to be a big update like the last one, or you're not
sure? I think it's going to be quite a big update. But I think at some point they're meant to be adding frogs to the game as well, hopefully. Right. But people have been saying they don't know if it's in the 1.18 update. Also, I've got one more thing to talk about the PS5. So Marcus Rashford, the footballer, one of the people in his class, football things, we're helping him to fund him and stuff and to stop child poverty. And really nice of Marcus Rashford sent a 9-year-old a PlayStation 5 to thank him for his help.
Wow, that's so nice. Yeah. I didn't hear that story. Great story.
Yeah, it was on Twitter. It was on Twitter.
Yeah.
It only came up on my post today though. Yeah. Even though it was like 2 days ago they posted it.
Yeah. Nice.
Sometimes I've got so much on my Twitter feed because I've followed so many people. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Andre, would you like to tell us some stuff about yourself?
Well, it's to do with gaming. I started off a long time ago, you know, like a ZX Spectrum, which was one of the very first home computers by a man called Sinclair Spectrum. And
lol, Mr. Andre, so old.
I know, right? And it was 16 kilobytes, so it was 16K, so it wasn't even a megabyte. And that was, you know, it was crazy. You get Word documents now that have more memory than some of the games back then.
Yeah, and I think some of the games like Mario and stuff were quite how do I explain it? They were like, they didn't take up much storage. They were just tiny little files. Yeah. They were a couple of kilobytes. Like, they weren't many, like, because, like, Mario used to be a retro-styled game, and now it's a... And now look at how far, like, Mario and Minecraft and all that have gone so far, like... And when Android came out, a lot of people started to buy phones with Android. Because I don't know, did iOS come out after Android? I'm not sure.
No, I think it came out before.
I don't think iPhones even exist back when Android started. And then what people realised is that what some like big companies, like multi-million companies, started to realise that there's no name for these programs. So they decided to call it an operating system. And like Windows and that are all operating systems. iOS is an operating system. macOS, operating system. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite cool.
It is.
Okay.
So does the S or I an OS, iOS, does the OS stand for operating system?
Yes,
yeah?
It does. It nice. Does. So basically, I think they should have actually called, because I guess iOS stands for iPhone OS. So I think it could actually more have been iPOS.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would have been a bit better. But I think iOS sounds better than iPOS. Because then people start to think it's just an IP address.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Next up today, we're going to be talking about the new Windows 11 update.
What? Again?
Again, yes. I found out a lot more about it.
Okay, go on then.
Okay, so some of the top gaming PCs, like Mr. Andre was telling me that like he's got a really good gaming sort of like computer.
Yeah.
And that Windows 11 isn't compatible with his computer. Oh my gosh, imagine if like the school computers would like have it compatible. That wouldn't be possible, like ever at all.
Not
never.
Slow these are.
Yeah. Like, but I think I'm not happy about Windows. I'm not happy with Microsoft.
Do you know anything about it? Anything at all?
So yeah, I do. I know a little bit about it.
Yeah,
so
I know a little bit.
They're upgrading the Microsoft Store. So now you should be able to download Android application files onto Windows 11. But I think the whole problem with that is if you can download your if you can download a game onto it that's not got a keyboard compatible, then how would it work? It makes no sense to me.
Yeah. If you're heard about the start, you know, normally to start, you press it down there.
Yeah, yeah.
But so for Microsoft Windows 11, it's in the middle?
Yeah. I don't get it. Like, why would they move it? It makes no sense to me at all.
The widgets, I think, are going to be over there or something. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, they're going to have widgets somewhere, like, I think the widgets are going to be on the screen, but I think it's going to be a bit like Windows 8 and Windows 8.1.
Right. Trying to cater for like touch screens and things like that.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, not so keen on that then.
No.
Because I haven't got a touch screen, to be fair. Have you?
Nope.
No.
I haven't got a touch screen. I never would have a touch screen.
Have you heard anything else about it?
A couple of things. I think they're gonna start selling Surface Pros early that have it already installed.
Right, yeah.
So actually, I think the problem with that is they're gonna sell the older Surface Pros with Windows 11, which is legal. They are allowed to do that. They did make that software, but I see a problem in that, because you know, like some computers like Surface Pro have Windows 10.
Yeah.
I think they're going to charge more for Windows 11, because if your computer can't update to it, they'll start to make you pay for it.
Yeah.
They'll get so much out of you.
Yeah.
Be really careful with Windows 11 though, guys, because it's not the best. Because what I think is they're going to make you pay monthly for it. I don't think it's going to be a one-time payment. I think it's going to start with, okay, right, I'm going to get Windows 11. I'm going to pay for it.
I think it's free for those people with Windows 10, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So if you can update your computer with it,
yeah,
then it's compatible. Like, then you can get it for free.
Yeah.
But I think the whole problem with that completely is that, like, it's... I think the whole problem with that is that they're going to start charging people if it's not compatible. Like, I think a lot of people are probably going to start buying it, and then it's going to come up with a notification one day that says you've got to pay £100 to keep using this software. And I just think that wouldn't be acceptable, really.
I've noticed virus checkers do that quite a lot. You would download
checkers do that.
Yeah, as like a freeware, they call it, don't they? And it's meant to be like free. And then all of a sudden, this is happening at my house at the moment.
Hmm.
It keeps popping up saying that your license has expired. And then it says, so I press next. And it says, right, would you like the free version? Would you like to update? I keep going for the free version. But every single day I turn on my computer, it pops up saying it's expired. So I've got this problem now that every time I turn a computer on, it says it's expired unless I update.
Which, updating it costs money.
Yeah. I can still keep, I try and keep the free version. You know, it does a good job, but you would.
I would. I don't agree with virus checkers at all. Like, I just think they're dodgy, really. Like, you find that some virus checkers that haven't been advertised, like, at all, you scroll so much to find a free virus checker. You finally find the free virus checker, you download it, everything goes fine until it comes up with you've been hacked.
Yeah.
Which means you can't use your computer anymore.
What's the Windows virus checker like? The one that's built into Windows 10. Is that any good?
That's official, so yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. So I'm better off really uninstalling, just sticking with the Windows one.
I think you should be.
Because in the past, I've always been like, I've not really wanted to do it, because it's never been the Windows virus checker itself. I never thought it was that good.
Well, I use it because it does a scan every... It does a scan every couple of weeks.
Right.
Which is
how
a lot
better. How often should you scan?
Probably every 5 days at least.
Yeah, I think
because,
you
do
that,
yeah. Well, and every time you download something, because you never know what anything could be infested with.
No, you
with.
Don't anymore, do you?
Nope.
No. Have you ever downloaded something that's had a virus on?
I actually have a couple of times.
Yeah, and what's happened to your computer?
First, it says that there's a problem with your Windows and that they're doing a scan for you. And then it restarts and then you go through the same cycle over and over again until it will finally come up with a repair, advanced settings, repair and advanced settings. I click advanced settings, I delete all the operating systems that are on there, and I just have to put another one on there, really. Like, there's really nothing else that I can do. I accidentally did that to my nan's one, actually, by accident. I didn't mean to, but...
I think it's happened to everyone. I've done that, Ethan, where I've downloaded something, it's had a virus, and then you're in this cycle, you can't do anything except for wipe your hard drive. So, it's formatted, it's called, isn't it? So you have to reformat your hard drive and then put your operating system back on, and then it's all right. But that was back in the old days, and that was when it happened to me. It was like a really early version of Windows. I had to know what I was doing with DOS and things like that, and yeah, it wasn't great, but it seems a bit safer now. You don't seem to get so many problems now, but...
So what I do find, though, is a lot of touchscreen till companies, actually. Like, I've got my own touchscreen till because my stepdad, he actually creates tills.
Right, yeah.
He runs all software and stuff.
Yeah.
What I find is they use Windows CE and they take all of like the everything off it apart from the like one of the terminals. They get rid of the real terminal though, and they've got a different terminal that they use.
Yeah, like a ghost terminal or something, is it? I don't know.
Well, no, it's a Windows official one, but it's not the actual terminal that you'd usually use.
What does Windows CE stand for? Do you know, Ethan?
No idea.
No, I don't. So I remember we ran our school network on Windows CE once.
Hmm.
But it wasn't great. It was okay. I think it was more for networks back then, but I don't know really. Yeah.
It's mostly for touchscreen stuff now. I don't think anybody actually uses it as their real computer.
Don't they?
No.
What game are we going to talk about this podcast? Did you have it on there?
We're already 15 minutes in though, so
we want to talk about a game though. People like to hear about
games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Have you got a free game that you can?
Yes.
Yeah.
Roblox. Play Roblox. Roblox. In my website, guys, I will actually send a link for it. web.roblox.com. Go create an account right now. No email required. All they need is your birth date. You have to be over 18. No, 7. You've got to be over 7. Not 18, sorry, 7. 7. Okay, remember that.
Can I stop you? Yeah. At least in Roblox, this is your recommendation, which is great. Mm. But I've heard quite a few bad things about the security of Roblox and
They've updated it now, so now you can block the chat if anybody scams you.
Right, that's good.
And you can also put 2-step verification on your account, so it will send a verification code to your email. But I had one problem with that, actually, because somebody actually managed to get into my account and hack it. They hacked the verification code in, and now they've enabled the verification code, so it sends to my granddad's email address.
Wow.
And
how do people do that?
It's crazy. I don't know.
People make a living out of hacking, don't they?
They do.
They become hackers, and then the big companies employ them to make sure that their systems are unhackable. Is that right? Yeah. Sorry, back to Roblox. So what's good about Roblox then?
So what's really good about Roblox? So basically Roblox is a game.
It's a bit like Minecraft, is it? It looks Minecraft-y.
So it's a bunch of games inside one game.
Right.
And there's a game I've been playing quite a lot recently called Berkeley County Concord. It's really good. Somebody play that game. It's really good. I always play it. And I like to play as a police officer because I've got a really fast car on there. I've got an unmarked Dodge Charger.
Is this still in Roblox?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what
it's
do you have
a game
to do?
In Roblox.
Right.
So you've got a character.
Yeah.
And basically, you've got to find a game.
Yeah.
And then once you get into the game, you can just play with your character using the W, A, S, and D keys.
Old school. Yeah.
Or you can use the arrow keys too.
Uh huh.
And you go into the game and basically you just play the game that you want to play, really. It's really simple. I love to play it.
Nice.
Okay. We've got 2 minutes left.
So, you were going to talk about Among Us, but should we leave that to the next one?
Yeah. Right, next podcast we will talk about Among Us.
What else are you going to talk about for the next one? What else are you going to talk about next podcast, do you think?
I don't know.
Any suggestions? Do you want people to suggest things on Twitter?
Yeah.
Through your website?
Everybody on Twitter, I need you all to follow me. I'll do a follow for follow. I'll do a F for F. So I'll do a follow for follow to all of you guys. And then I just want you guys to give me suggestions about what you want me to talk about. I might even talk about GTA mods. I mean, I don't play it myself. But I do know some mods that you can get for it at the same time. Okay, that's it for this podcast. I'll see you guys in the next one. Hope you all enjoyed this podcast. I will find something proper to talk about next time. See you all later. Bye.
Don't forget to look out for the website too.
All right, see you guys. Bye. Don't forget to look out for our Twitter feed as well. Okay, now bye.